Where are we at right now? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just scrambling because I'm just getting my kids home from school, and
Oh man.
I got a 6-year-old, and I just threw him on the Minecraft, so I should be okay.
Okay, you should be good for a minute. Yeah, I've
Yeah.
got a 2-year-old and I've got a 6-month-old, so I feel like I have an understanding of where you're at anyways.
It's not always easy, but the
No.
kids are pretty.
No, it's all good. We'll touch on the kids in just a little bit here if you're ready to go.
Yeah, just let me to a quieter area.
Okay. All right.
Gotta give this one guy a snack.
Does he have a favorite snack, like a snack of choice?
Oh, yeah, he has plenty, but he's gonna get carrots and veggies that he didn't eat at school. Oh, did he eat it? No, he ate everything. Wow, that's a miracle. That's good. All right. Granola bar it is. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good, man. I'm totally just soaking this in.
Here you go. All right. If you need me for any of or go bug Xavier if you need anything, okay? He has an older brother.
Enjoy
Help
your
out.
snack.
Yeah. Okay. Let me get upstairs.
This is great because I was sick a couple of weeks ago, and so I was broadcasting from home, and so
Yeah.
I was totally in the same boat. Like my wife is on maternity leave with our youngest, and so we had both of the kids home, and so I'm like in our bedroom closet, like just the quietest place I can possibly find. And at points, as I'm about to come on the radio, like live for a break, my 2-year-old's like banging on the door, "Dad, Dad!"
That's pretty much right.
Yeah, so chat with John Glant from Billy Talent, one of Canada's finest bands, coming to play the Grey Eagle, May the 2nd. Looking forward to this show. When was the last time you guys came to Calgary? Can you remember?
It probably would have been doing the rodeo.
Oh, doing
The
Stampede.
Stampede. Sorry, I can't believe I couldn't remember yet. That would have been the last time we played on
Dude.
the little button stage there.
We've all been through a lot over the last year. I don't think anybody's gonna hold it against you, all right?
I enjoy the Calgary Stampede. It's pretty cool. I just having a brain fart.
You guys have some fond memories, and some fond lost memories, I would imagine, from Stampede.
Yeah, actually, the last time we played it, it was our sound guy's birthday, and we got a birthday cake for him and lit the candle on stage and passed the cake from all the way through the pit all the way to the sound booth, and it ended up making it to him without any without falling or anything like
And it
that. So
made
that,
it. Oh my
it's
God,
on.
Calgary, you are legendary. That is amazing.
There's a good there's a good YouTube clip on there somewhere.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to go find that now. That's spectacular. I gotta see that. And John Glant from Billy Talent, Crisis of Faith, January 21st. This dropped. Last time I was talking to Ben, he was saying that, I mean, of course, COVID threw a wrench in the works of everything. But it threw a wrench in the works for how you guys wanted to actually release this album. So can you kind of walk me through what the original plan for releasing the album was?
The original plan was we were going to go into the studio, record half of the record, and then put out a couple of songs. And as we were working, as those songs were doing their thing, we would go into the studio and record the second half of the record, and then release it when it was finished. So we wanted to have this kind of staggered release, get some singles out early and stuff like that. And basically, COVID just. It just stopped us from putting the record out because we didn't want to be able to put it out there and go out and support it. So it just kept on, we just kept on delaying it and delaying it. And it ended up, I don't think, being too bad for us because now we're hitting the road and a lot of these songs have been out for a while. So people know a lot of the new material. So we're not forcing new songs down people's throat when we play live or anything like that. People know the material and I think it worked out all right for us, but it was definitely it was bizarre to keep on changing and difficult to plan and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you guys saw a huge amount of success from it. Several of the singles from the album hit number one. So it all worked out in the end, right?
It worked out great. And actually, if the original plan, we probably wouldn't have had Rivers Cuomo on End of Me either, because we had all that song already done in the can. It was all ready to go. And then we were just sitting around, and Ben was listening to it one day, and he's like, "This is it. Like, why don't we just ask Weezer if Rivers would sing a verse?" And we're like, "Okay." So we sent him the completed song, the one where I had Ben singing the second verse, and he was down to do it. So that little extra time allowed us to do that, which is pretty cool.
So it really worked out in the end for you guys,
Yeah.
because that I think might have been the most successful of the tunes from the album.
It definitely has been, yeah.
That's
Probably
on.
one of our best ever. So.
One thing that I love that you guys did with I Beg to Differ, because I don't think that you guys were actually set to release that as a single, but because of everything that we went through, and it's got such a powerful message, you guys ended up dropping it as a single. And with it, you also released a list of crisis hotline numbers for those who were struggling with everything that we went through. Because I imagine even you guys went through a lot with everything that's gone on over the last couple of years. It's obviously a huge message for you guys to pass along.
Yeah, I think that kind of stuff is important for us. We have the opportunity to connect to a lot of people, and those issues they matter. And we've always come from the school of bands that kind of gave back and did these little types of things. And it's really not too much on our end. It's just thinking about other people a little bit, and hoping that if people need help, they know that it can. It's available to them.
And speaking of people needing help, another cause that you guys are helping out with is food bank donations. I've seen this. You've done this at a few shows already. And this is something you're doing for Calgary as well, correct?
Yeah, this has really been spirit. No, I don't want to use that word. It's been led by our drummer Aaron, who he can't play in the band anymore because of multiple sclerosis, and so he's been leading the charge in a lot of our charitable efforts. And the whole food bank food drive that we're doing on this tour has been run by him, and it's been amazing. It's been so successful already. We've raised a ton of money, and we've received a ton of donations. Every city's local food bank has been working the shows with us, so it's been really great and also easy. Aaron is just there's been a lot of work on his end in terms of logistics, but it starts with just a phone call, and then everybody's ready to go,
So what is the deal with the food bank donations? People bring food bank donations, and isn't there like some sort of prize that's up for grabs?
Yeah, Aaron's been holding the raffle every night. I think it's what's been offered is a signed skate deck and some merch from the other bands that are on the tour. I don't know if he's had the same package every single night, but yeah, there's a raffling going on, and then you have people bring in. If you can bring in a non-perishable food item, that's great. And $1 from every ticket is also going to charity. So, and I believe we're going to be splitting that between food banks, and there's a couple of initiatives that we're doing. So I'm kind of crisscrossing them in my head right now. So.
It's a lot, man. It's a lot. And honestly, I don't even skate. I've tried to skate before and I'm terrible. I'm so uncoordinated. I want to win one of these decks because they look so friggin' sweet.
Yeah, they're cool.
Speaking of Aaron, how is Aaron doing?
He struggles with the effects of MS. It's been hard for him sometimes, but his attitude is generally really, really great. And it's hard for him obviously to not be able to play drums and do what he's passionate about. And but he's working through all of that. And yeah, he's doing good. He's doing good. He's been amazing on this tour and just putting himself out there and helping people.
I gotta say, it was a pretty spectacular moment. I saw you guys perform up in Grand Prairie a few years back, and it was, I think, maybe one of the most powerful moments I've ever seen at a concert when Aaron was able to make it out on stage and he performed a couple of songs. And I don't think I've ever heard a crowd give it back to a band like they did when Aaron came
Oh.
out and performed.
Yeah, that's nice. And we he still I'll sit down at the studio every once in a while. We'll play some songs, and I think we'll still have those moments, when he feels strong and good. And he's taking some new medicine now that we're hoping is gonna help him out. And yeah, the times that we've been able to do that it's really cool. And it's funny for us because it just feels so natural. And it's almost like, when you get on your bike after being off of it for a while, it's just like, well, okay, that's Aaron. Sounds right.
Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that he's, he's having a bit of a rush patch. But honestly, it's so spectacular that he continues to lead the charge in so many ways of helping people as best he can.
Yeah, he's the best guy I know.
What is the drummer situation then for this tour? Because isn't Jordan Hastings back with Alexis on Fire? Is he going to be
Yeah.
balancing it or?
So that's a good thing for the world that Alexis on Fire has an album coming out. So yeah, he's gone back. That's his love, his passion, his band. They're back together. He's working with them. We've been working with a gentleman named Lowell Campbell, who is a drummer from a band called Winter Sleep. You may have heard. They're all over Canadian radio, but he's just an incredible guy and just a monster on the drums. So he's doing a really great job, and we did the last run with him and a couple of these other random shows, and it seems to be a great fit. So yeah, we're happy about that.
Yeah, I think most people would know Winter Sleep for their tune "America," I believe was the big hit for them. That was the
They have a
one. Speaking with John Glant from Billy Town, they're going to be playing May 2nd, Grey Eagle in Calgary. I saw on your social media, John, just the other day that you were thrown back to 2007 when you took your pregnant wife, to a Rage Against the Machine concert, and you said your son turned out friggin' awesome. Is this like a parenting theory you've got? Get them started literally as early as you possibly can while they're still in the womb, and
Well,
as heavy as you possibly can.
I don't know, but they have most of it. We did a lot of the headphones on the stomach
Of
thing,
course, yeah.
but we would generally play jazz and a lot of Bob Marley. And but taking that show in New York, that Rage Against the Machine show, was amazing. But it had the heaviness of Rage, but it also had like Nas. It had a Public Enemy on that night, and it was more of a hip hop feel than anything. So the fat beats, I think maybe they resonate through the belly.
Yeah, because I've w with my two young girls, I've been playing like the Rush and like the Metallica lullabies,
Oh,
and
those are good.
we'll see how it goes, I guess. I mean, my oldest is only two, so we'll kind of see how it goes. You think there's a chance we could get some Billy Talent lullabies up in here?
That would be cool. Like the song like Fallen Leaves is basically a lullaby, so
So is there plans then to write a parenting book? Because I know a lot of people would probably read it.
Oh geez, I don't know. I feel like every other parent, you're just kind of fumbling your way through it.
Yeah.
You know that point when they're sending you from the home from the hospital, you're like, you're really sending us home? Like, is the nurse coming?
I yeah, I feel like I remember the one thing that they made sure of was that your kid was in the car seat properly, and that was it. They're like, as long as they're in the car seat properly, you're good to go. And I'm like, I'm not good to go, though. I'm really not.
Don't even want to drive the car.
Obviously, you still have a lot going on. Still touring the new album for the first time. Crisis of Faith dropped January 21st, and then the show in Calgary May 2nd. Grey Eagle, John, I want to say thank you so much for your time today. Go check on your kids. Make sure that they have enjoyed their snack. All right.
All right, thanks, man.